Dozens of people have died, and this is the big number. At least 1 million have been forced out of their homes by floods in parts of South Asia, and the monsoon season, that has just begun. India, Bangladesh, Nepal, among the worst hit. Marwan Jalani is head of delegation for the Red Cross. He joins me now from New Delhi in India, where he's coordinating local Red Cross teams. Marwan, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
In India, how many people affected by these floods, killed and displaced?
Well, I think there are more than 2.5 million people affected. We know that more than 750 villages have been, people within those villages have been displaced. So you're talking about 1 million people who have been displaced. And that has affected most of the states in Assam as well as in Bihar state. So this is a very extreme situation. Mm. It is the worst in decades. And this comes just on the tail in weeks ago, where we seen the worst drought and shortage of water across India. So this shows you the impact of climate change across the continent.
That level of death toll against that huge number of people displaced, that suggests that there was a fair degree of preparation for this emergency?
I think that's what we are seeing increasingly. The same was in response to Cyclone Fani that hit Odisha in May. We've seen minimum numbers of people, you know, of lost lives because of the preparedness of the state, the preparedness of the Red Cross, and the preparedness of the civil society organization. So we have early warning systems in place that have been effective. We have been we have seen state authorities asking people to leave and putting them in shelters. So shelters across those states affected are filling quickly. Red Cross shelters, the states using schools, public houses to place those people. But nevertheless, the situation is overwhelming and the risks remain. The risks of people falling ill because of water-prone diseases, as well as shortages of relief items to reach to those people when the infrastructure is so much affected.
And how intensive is that relief effort? What's underway currently?
Luckily, we have a lot of warehouses that had anticipated this. There has been pre-stocks in close by warehouses. The state has mobilized its own relief operations, the National Disaster Force, the National Disaster Volunteers, and the Youth Red Cross from the Indian Red Cross, with the support of the International Federation of the Red Cross, providing the needed relief. We, on our part, from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent, we are supporting Indian Red Cross with pre-stocking and also with replenishment of the items, the relief items that they have sent. So they will continue to be ready for the relief operation, which will go on for days as we hear that the situation will worsen in the next couple of days.
Okay, I was going to ask, so the situation, the water levels will continue to rise. When might you expect these areas to become habitable again?
Well, I think the Met Department of India is forecasting that the situation will be worse in the next 2 to 3 days. Mm-hmm. There will be more rain, and that obviously will affect more people, and this will require a continued and sustained operation for the next few weeks until the water subsides. So we anticipate that we will be on high alert for the next couple of weeks.
The monsoon is, of course, an annual occurrence. You mentioned climate change earlier. Is there a sense that this is becoming an increasingly severe event each year?
It is indeed. I mean, all the reports indicate that this is the worst and the most severe in decades. That India has not seen this. And as I mentioned, this comes just a few weeks following one of the worst droughts and shortages of water that affected the country. And that is definitely relates to the impact of the climate change on the weather patterns, as we see more severe, more frequent climate-related disasters.
And many of these rivers in India flow through into Bangladesh. So this crisis will roll on across the border.
Definitely. I think, India, Bangladesh and Nepal are affected as these are waters coming down the Himalayas into the Brahmaputra River. And the people around the banks of this river, across those three countries will be affected. So in total, we're talking about 3.8 million people affected in South Asia. And this is a huge.
Marwan, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Marwan Jalani, Red Cross's head of delegation. He's in New Delhi. He's organising teams in the substantial relief effort in those floods in India. This is Drive.